It's Thursday, the day I put my Wonder Twin powers together with producer and editor Christopher Johnson to read your letters. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah. How you doing?
I'm great. What are folks writing about?
Well, we got some mail about our piece from StoryCorps Griot this week. The piece featured Carrie Conley, a single mother who raised six children alone during the 1960s. Conley told her youngest son, Jerry Johnson, about how she got by, especially at Christmas.
Around the 1st of December, all the rich peoples, they would clear out their children's toy chests. And they would take all these nice toys to the Salvation Army, and I would go there, and I would pick out nice toys. And so it seemed like we had a big Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did tell you it was a Santa Claus, because I said that I cannot give no man credit for what I'm working.
That story reminded Lena Schultz in Poca, West Virginia, of someone she knew. Lena writes, "When I heard the story told by Carrie Conley, I thought of my own mother, Amelia Bell Fowler, who also raised six children in deep poverty. Mom would use her meager food stamps and buy a little extra sugar one month, some chocolate the next. Every month, she stashed something away for our holiday meals. Then she'd bake cookies, make candy, and make a great feast for us. She died young, age 58, and I hope she knows how grateful I am for her sacrifices and her constant love. God bless Carrie Conley and my mother and all the women who do the whole job when left with children to raise and do it with nearly nothing and do it so well."
And we got a letter about our bloggers' roundtable last week. We discussed a Philadelphia Inquirer investigation that found that blacks are arrested far more frequently than whites in some Philadelphia suburbs for what are termed nuisance laws. Those are things like noise, loitering, and jaywalking. During that conversation, blogger Earl Graves wondered aloud why he sees so many young blacks hanging out on street corners. Graves also shared his opinion that sometimes those young people are dealing drugs. He said that if the police conduct successful busts on the street corner loiterers, then the cops will probably keep targeting them. Listener Kwaizi Mjumbe in Oakland was a little agitated by Earl's ideas. Kwaizi sent us this. "I was a bit appalled by one of your guests insinuating that because young black males gather at corners, street pharmacology dealing would be the end result and thus the justification for African racial targeting of these penal code statutes by law enforcement. Black males would not be standing on corners near so-called upscale urban neighborhoods and drug dealing. I pass a group of young African males in my hood every day. They are street hawking their CDs. Would this be a nuisance? Only if they have a boombox blasting it. But they do not. If such nuisance laws are going to be invoked, I wish to see the police stopping 50 to 60-year-old boomers in their 65 Mustang convertibles blasting the mamas and papas, just as some youngster riding around in their Caprice blasting Tupac. Pull them over for ticketing, not just one."
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.